Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We gathered this morning so that we might be in worship, so that we might continue our celebration of Christmas with a service of lessons and carols. And the angels proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest." May the grace of the Spirit, the peace of the Father, and the beauty of the Christ child be yours always. Let us pray. O Lord God, you know that we cannot place our trust in our own powers. As you protected the infant Jesus, so defend us and all the needy from harm and adversity. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our first reading in our service of lessons and carols comes to us from the 9th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exaltation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there will be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. From darkness comes light, from light comes joy. This is what happens at Christmas. Darkness surrounds us, from grief and tragedy and solitude to selfishness and greed, intolerance and cruelty, violence and vengeance. Darkness is real. In this season, though, we celebrate a great truth. The yoke of our burdens, the bar across our back, the trampling boots of warriors and temptations are all removed. No longer the front of our mind. For a child, a son, comes in love, comes with peace, comes bringing hope, comes as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. How can this be? How is it possible that this happens? The zeal of the Lord does it. The delight of the Lord does it. The love of God is for us. And that is what brings peace and hope, strength and joy. This is our celebration. This is our hope. This is our calling. We have seen the light. Our first carol for our service is, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." We sing together.
Tender stem that sprung. second chapter of Luke, beginning with the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world be registered. This was the first registration, and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. We will now sing the second carol, Away in the Manger.
Our third reading in this morning service of lessons and carols comes to us as a continuation of the reading from Luke 2. We begin now with verse 8. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This message is the pebble that starts the avalanche that leads us all here today. On that night, an exhausted couple brought Jesus into the world. There were promises made, but those would have to take care of themselves. In the heavens above, to a group of lonely shepherds, the angel host began that taking care of. They made this announcement. They let the world know. Well, they let the shepherds know and then left it to them to let the world know. And they did. The angels dropped the pebble. The shepherds began the rumble. The people heard. Some believed. And here we are right now. How can we keep this Christmas thing going? We too have heard the angel host. We too have heard the shepherds. We too are now part of the avalanche that is God's love and care going out into the world. How can we keep this going? There are lots and lots and many ways, but this year I'm going to be lifting up kindness. By your kindness, you can point to the God of love. You can point to our Savior, the Messiah, Christ Jesus, our Lord. By our kindness, may we bring joy. Our third carol is Joy to the World. We sing together, please rise.
Our fourth reading is from the second chapter of Luke, beginning with the 15th verse. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. Let us now sing our fourth carol, The Bells of Christmas.
Chime once more, the heavenly guest is at the door. He comes to earthly dwelling still, with New Year's gifts of peace, good will. Oh, joy in gladness sing, to keep our Christmas with our King, until our song from loving souls like rushing mighty water rolls. Come, Jesus, glorious heavenly guest, and keep our Christmas in our breast. Then David's harp springs hushed so long shall swell our jubilee of song.
Our fifth and final reading in our service of lessons and carols comes to us from Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then they opened their treasure chests. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The shepherds showed us that God's love and God's message of salvation was for all people from all walks of life. This reading now brings us across the globe to men of the East, to Gentiles who received the message and who learn of God's love this moment. The birth of our Savior is for all people, all of them, even us. Now, within this story, there is intrigue and sneakiness. There is fright and even horror. But the love of God reaches out in spite of it all. In our world, there is sneakiness aplenty and more intrigue than we can wish. There are frightful things and horrific moments, but the love of God is more powerful than all that. This week, January 6th, The world celebrates the Epiphany, God being made manifest to the world. This story of the Magi is the Epiphany story, the moment when we can see that God's reach is vast and that no plan of human kings or others can thwart the love of God. Let us join in the joy as we bring our gifts to the feet of our Savior. It may not be gold or frankincense and myrrh, but instead it may be our lives, our actions, our faith, and our service. We get to bring this new, all of the new, to the people we meet every day. No intrigue needed, and God's love is all in all. Our final carol this morning is the first Noel. Let us rise and sing together.
The first Noel, the angel did sing.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, gracious God, in the incarnation of your Son, you have united earth and heaven. May we who have tasted heavenly things share the gifts of your presence with all the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings. I pray that you will stay warm and dry and safe as you go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.